Do you think that people listen to me and do you think there's some people that go, he's not that far off?
Your ideas are like AI art. It's just a couple degrees off from what it should be.
100%. Cheers.
Man, I'm losing my edge. You know, I have a friend who quit drinking and he said he just lost his edge. But there is something to be said for that. It's like not waking up being punitive and being like, we're getting after it today and just going like, I feel good. Yeah. I'll have a coffee.
I think it happened to Tiger Woods when he stopped like just crushing puss.
Crushing pussy.
And he...
Do you really think like, do you think, what if he went off the wagon and just started slaying Denny's pussy again? Isn't that crazy that he fucked just anything?
Yeah, and he was on a tear of winning, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Do you think when you come inside a six and you're married to a 10, do you think the how do you quantify that sadness? Does that sadness motivate you to work harder next day in the gym? Because you're like, I got to stop coming in sixes.
I don't know. I think it...
That girl was a chick I would not fuck.
It was like, that was the story about... Some of those, the most competitive people are like people like him, right? They're so competitive.
Are you competitive?
I am competitive, but those guys have a whole other box in their head. Meaning like, you know, if you're Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, you're not like, oh, I'm competitive. It's a completely other level, right? Their whole life is about winning everything that they do. And like they say, you know, I mean, I imagine...
He looks like an AI drew him now.
I know.
When you see him without his hat, it's like an AI was like, what does old Tiger Woods look like?
He, you know, I think that was all tied together, chasing that tail and going, you know what I mean? So that's like a victory is what I mean. I think that when he would nail a six or some whatever, it was like a win. He was just getting wins. He had to win at everything. And I think Jordan was probably like that we don't, he was before social media.
Yeah.
But I think he had to be out there. It's Michael. Can you imagine?
Why can't my wife understand that? Listen, honey, I'm at the top of my field. I'm like the Michael Jordan of guys shirtless doing comedy.
Yeah.
I gotta slay pussy. I've never slayed pussy.
She probably would understand. Just do it and tell her about it.
Yeah. Dude, how hot was Tiger Woods' first wife?
Yeah.
It's crazy he just didn't give a fuck about her.
Well, like, what was it?
Oh, yeah. Njorgenin.
Yeah, she's pretty.
I mean, pretty? She's a fucking dime. Yeah. Full head of blonde. That's Hitler blonde hair. Hitler created that hair. That is, and look at her new boyfriend. Some fucking dork. Oh, wow. He plays for the Dolphins. I guess he's not a dork at all. Jordan right. Cameron.
He's doing all right.
He's a good looking guy. Not Tiger Woods, though. Dude, look, Tiger Woods is the GOAT. You got to give it to him. How do you get mad at Tiger Woods for cheating? You also have to go, but you're also Tiger Woods.
Yeah, and it's like the same thing with Jordan. If it was like, if he was like, guess what I did this weekend? You know, I had these three girls in San Antonio ate my ass. He'd be like, yeah, you're Michael Jordan.
If I was his wife and she goes, and he goes, guess what I did this weekend? The first thing I go is wear a condom.
Yeah, I know.
please don't bring it back to me. Those guys are built on a different fucking level.
Same thing with now DiCaprio.
Denying our greatness by not slaying pussy? Because think about, close your eyes. You're listening to us right now. You have greatness in you. You know what the greats do. They gamble big. They slay pussy. They smoke cigars.
They win.
They're irresponsible and they win.
Yeah.
Can you access that? What if that's the fucking Tony Robbins class I want to take?
Yeah.
Where
Tiger I don't think Woods, he says that, but yeah.
Tiger Woods goes, hey guys, you want to access greatness? I'm here. And he starts doing self-help programs. It's high end. It's like $10,000 for the weekend.
Yeah.
But you get, he's like fucking honest with you.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey man, doesn't matter if she works at Denny's. Doesn't matter what she looks like. It's a pussy. Dicks go in pussies. That's what I do. Do you think Tiger would have a sense of humor about this? Do you think if he's listening in his Escalade right now and he's sober, clean and sober, sore back, do you think he'd like...
He's like, I don't like this, but they're right. You know, like he knows. That guy right there just nutted in somebody right before he went on the greens. Right.
Do you
before
think how much of it do you think is him trying to... It's like, I know there's like the problem with Hollywood is you get a lot of dorks who come out here, never got pussy in their lives, and then treat women like shit.
Yeah.
The problem with me and you is we did get pussy when we wanted pussy, mm-hmm. and we were cool as fuck in high school.
Yeah.
The coolest dudes in high school. We were the coolest dudes in high school. So we don't have nothing to prove. That's why we got fucking, we got chicks that we're not cheating on because we got pussy. If I wanted to finger someone, I fingered someone. That's what I did. I didn't fuck a lot of people, but I fingered a lot of people.
Yeah.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't fuck a lot, but I fingered the fuck out of people.
Is your finger game strong?
Hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd stand by my finger game.
Is it like, you know, you have like a good, like.
I got everything about it. I do. I work the outside. I work the inside. I can do it all. I can jerk her off. Like, have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
I watched that in a magazine or saw that in a magazine where you just grab it and just give it a little. My finger game's pretty strong. I bet stronger than Tiger Woods. That would be a cool thing. You know how they have those knockout
things? He's probably been like, I've never even used my finger before.
I wonder if Tiger's...
my dick gets all the work.
Do you think Tiger is given a lot of... I'm sorry, Tiger, if you're a fan of ours and you're just... I bet he's a fan of ours.
Yeah.
Dude, he looks at these two alphas and he's like, that's my game. I bet Tiger loves Joe Rogan.
You think so?
Fuck yes. Oh, are you kidding me?
I've never made the association.
Every dude at the top of his game respects Joe. And me and you, we basically school Joe on a daily basis, athletically.
You're trying to get him to hate you again?
No. I'm not buying. No, but like, you know, I bet Tiger Woods thinks we're funny as fuck. Not our racial stuff, but...
I don't know, man. I do think those dudes that are... that like when they're at that level, they occupy a whole different mindset, a whole different world. The world is not like everything that you know about the world doesn't really work with them. You know, I don't think that like number one and like a clear number one in your field, especially in sports, like the because they're playing against the other most competitive people in the world in their field.
Do you think he has any idea how much? I bet it's so lost on him. What he means to people. I bet if he had to quantify what he means to people, it would fuck his head up.
How so?
Like, he means so much to me. Like, Tiger Woods, I have so many fucking fond memories of watching golf and watching him play. Mm-hmm. He was so fun to watch play. He was so fun.
Yeah, that era when he exploded was a fun one to watch.
I mean, I like Bryson. I like all the dudes playing right now. I'm a big fan of all of them, okay? Yeah.
Well,
they would have to admit that watching Tiger play.
He transformed the sport. He did. He did.
Can I tell you what I hate more than anything in the fucking world?
What?
Is a guy who doesn't play golf that wears a fucking Nike golf hat. Fucking.
Yeah, that's what you.
If they bring back the guillotine, I'd have a bucket full of those.
Guys wearing
heads,
hats?
Heads with Nike hats that don't know how to say fucking, give me a 7-iron. It makes me more frustrated than anything when you see a man, when I can spot him. I know a dude who can swing a golf club. I've been fucking playing golf my whole goddamn life. When I see a man with a fucking Nike hat on that does not play golf, never played golf in his life, and he bought it because he thinks, hey, it's a golf hat. It's not a fucking golf hat, dude.
What is it?
Nike's not a fucking golf brand. They're a fucking sneaker company. They're great with sneakers. That's what they do.
They make apparel, too.
And it sucks cock. Nike's fucking golf game sucks cock. I will not hit a Nike ball. I will not hit a Nike driver. I will not wear a Nike shirts are pretty nice. But like, but their hats are fucking bullshit, dude. These are bullshit golf hats. You want to wear a golf hat? You wear a fucking visor with a big, 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 not the little tiny fucking.
Are you cool with a Titleist hat?
Yeah. Oh, now you're a man.
Okay.
You give me a Titleist hat?
Yeah.
Ping?
Yeah.
Something old school so I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking pinnacle, something that I can appreciate. No, and once again, these aren't the hats I like. I don't like these hats.
There's a bunch of comics that are really into golf. You ever play with them?
There's a lot. Well, Andrew Santino's.
He plays a lot.
And Nate Bargatze are probably the two best golfers. Nate Bargatze plays every fucking week.
Does he?
Nate Bargatze plays with like pros.
I think Scovel plays a lot.
Roy Scovel plays. Jay Larson plays.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you know, I think I'm going to fuck everyone's name up, but Mark Smalls, Jake Adams, I'm thinking of his Greek name. What?
Are you talking about players or comics?
Comics. There's a group called, they're called, God damn it. I'm so sorry, guys. I had him on my, I had a bunch of the guys on my podcast, and Mark Smalls toured with me. Mark Smalls is a great golfer.
Really?
Then they're, and they're really into golf. Like, they love golf, and they have cool golf attire.
I kind of wish I was into it. Like, I love for it. The camaraderie and like the having, you know, the whole idea of going to a destination, like seeing the course, exploring the course, being outside, being with friends, doing that. But I just never gravitated enough to it, you know?
It's one of the cooler things you can do. It's one of the cool, golf's a really fucking bad, especially if you know what you're doing. It sucks when you don't. That's the only problem with golf, is the learning curve. That's why I think disc golf is so much more accessible for the world, because disc golf, the learning curve is so quick. You can get into playing pretty good, pretty quick. And it has a lot of the things you love in golf. It's a great, beautiful walk outdoors.
Yeah.
You're outdoors, you're with friends, you're busting balls.
I think
it's
people
competitive.
With a good tennis stroke are good at golf. Okay, can get golf swings down pretty easy. You know,
because baseball guys have a hard time.
Have a hard time?
Yeah, because baseball's a totally different swing, and you're
And they're trying to do it when they go to golf.
Yeah, Mark Smalls is a great fucking teacher. He toured with me. We went and played golf. We were in Texas.
He's like a coach?
No, he just is really good at coaching.
Oh.
He's a young kid. He's a comic. He's fucking hilarious. He's legit hilarious. But he's a great golfer. But more importantly, he's a great teacher. He taught Shane Torres how to fix his swing in a day. And it was amazing.
You were really?
Like, well, I'm not a good teacher because I don't really give a fuck about anyone. Like, I just want to do it. I don't give a fuck about you doing it.
Right.
Georgia has a great swing.
Georgia?
Georgia?
Did she play at school?
She played for her golf team, and she follows direction very well. She's very coachable. Georgia is like, Isla's uncoachable. You cannot coach Isla.
Yeah.
She's going to do what the fuck she wanted. I remember her going up in softball. She's a right-handed batter, and she went up left-handed. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? She goes, I'm feeling it. And then she fucking hit a dinger left-handed. We were like, maybe she's been left-handed this whole time. I'm like that. I like to feel things. Georgia, dude. Swear to God, if she fucking fails out of school, she could just put on a fucking sports bra and some tight pants and be a golf influencer in a heartbeat.
Do you know what I get really competitive and crazy is watching my kids play sports already. And I was the only dad losing his mind. I was losing my mind, like screaming, shouting, you know, like pacing. I was like, come on, attack the ball. Like, and then you see all these parents who are like, oh boy. But I was like, I can't help myself. I can't help myself.
I couldn't help myself. I just have to sit in center field with a vape pen. I get so aggressive because also I, this is going to sound arrogant and there's only like a handful of people that understand what I'm saying. But like I played competitive baseball my whole life. And I also coached little kids through all my summers in high school. We would coach kids. Me and the Kemp brothers would go out. His dad ran a camp, and his dad was one of the best baseball coaches to come ever out of Tampa. So his dad would give us the tools to teach kids, very simple tools about breaking your wrists, like just things to hit a ball, how to have a great swing, how to go opposite field, little simple things that if you teach a kid young, all of a sudden it sticks with them forever. And I taught it to Georgia, and then I watched some fucking bag of shit change her fucking swing, and I was losing my shit. My daughter had the most beautiful swing that I had to work backwards and get her back to. And then this fucking strong-headed broad, she fucking, Georgia, if you're watching this, you know how fucking, this was the worst we ever fought. Right before the pandemic, Georgia is leading her team in batting averages, RBIs, and runs batted in. RBIs and batting average, right? She just quit. I don't want to do softball. I was like, you're leading the team. It's the pandemic. There's no practice. You don't have to quit. Just keep playing. What are you doing? That stubborn fucking asshole just goes, I quit. And she just quits. If I had that fucking, God damn it. It was like the biggest I ever butted heads. But man, I was so competitive.
I got passive aggressive with the coach.
Tell me about it.
Well, we're at halftime and the other team's got kids that have like a head above our kids in height. I go, how old are these fucking kids? He's like, I think they're older. I was like, yeah, yeah. And they're up by like 7. Maybe we should switch it up. I go, who's this kid? And he's like, oh, that's my, you know. It's my son. He's like 8. I go, put him in. put them in, take out some of their fucking 8-year-olds. Like, what are we doing? And he's like, all right. Like, just kind of like, he's like, yeah. I go, hey man, you're cool with this? I'm not having fun.
Oh.
Like, we're here to fucking win.
You need to take a Xanax when you go to these things. That's all I could do. It's the most frustrating thing in the world to watch your kids compete, because also there is a thing. I mean, I have video of every at bat George has ever had.
Really?
Every at bat. I've videotaped every single one of them. Because you want your child to succeed so that they have positive experiences in their life.
Yeah.
You want them to fill them up with success.
Yeah.
And then there are these really disposable parents, despicable human beings that if we were going to go door to door and pick who got to live, it wouldn't be them, who go to the games and they're like, no batter, Jennifer, no batter. She struck out last time. And it's your kid. And you're like, that's my daughter. You can do it, Georgia. Fuck that old lady.
Yeah.
She's got fat under her arms. She's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
How much did you make last weekend, whore? I bet I made 10 times what you made. You fucking look at her car. She's a piece of shit. Her daughter's going to be a whore just like her mom. She's going to be fat. Look at your mom. She looks better than her. I fucking, dude, because there are people that are really competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring that shit to your kids' games.
Yeah.
And where you could be a cool dad all of a sudden. Just a little bit, like, of seeing a little unfairness.
Yeah. No, I, the other team scored. I yelled that was cheap. And then you see a lot of people turn their heads, you know, because they're just like, oh, this is fun. The kids are playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's not. And one of the dads on our team was like, oh, he's like, oh, they're just out there having fun. And I go, yeah, maybe they should focus.
Yeah. Who has fun when they lose?
Yeah.
No one has fun when they losers. Yeah. Have fun when they lose.
Yeah, I mean,
winners. You think Tiger Woods sits with his son? You ever seen Tiger Woods' son play golf?
Oh, it's amazing.
Fucking amazing. You know why? Because his dad's Tiger Woods and he holds him to a standard.
Yeah, exactly.
You think that kid's going to quit golf, Georgia?
You're at school smoking weed right now? Huh?
She's having a good time.
Yeah.
I fucking want her to be happy. Here's the thing. You ready?
Yeah.
Have your kids played an ethnic team yet? That's when shit goes sideways.
Well,
that's when you find out. That's when they see when struggle hits the road. We used to play teams from East LA, right?
Yeah.
Our softball teams. Now, our softball team was from the Valley, all white kids. And then you play a team from East LA, right?
Yeah.
And you would, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hello? I'm on doing the podcast with Tom. I'm sorry. You're on speaker. So they put in 3 stints.
Yep, replaced one and added 2 new ones.
Nice, so he's good.
He's perfect, yes.
No open heart surgery?
No open heart surgery.
All right,
no.
Good. All right, I'll call you later. I love you. I'm going to finish this podcast.
Bye-bye, hon.
Oh, do you know what sucks now? Is immediately I go, I'm going to have a drink. Because I was happy, and then my brain goes, you can't drink. Oh, my dad's healthy. You can. I don't care if you recorded that. Anyway, so we play
Latin American kids,
Mexican kids.
Yeah.
Coaches have tattoos on their face.
Tattoos.
On their face.
Uh-huh.
On their throat. Fuck the world. That's dads.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not even fucking around. These guys look like tough dads, right? No one's fucking with these dads. And the dad's rule was force the error, right? So you hit a ground ball. Run, bitch, run. That's what they'd say. And no matter what, they would just run around the bases to force the error. And it would put our girls into a panic.
Sure.
Because they'd catch the ball and then they'd go to throw it to first and the girl was already running to second. And so they would, and these kids never practice like that. And these guys would run up the score 21-0.
Jesus.
And they would just be like, yeah, we fucking win.
Yeah.
And I remember Georgia was catcher and one of the girls just ran her over. Like, take her out. And I remember being like, welcome to the real world.
Yeah. And also think about what that does for those girls' confidence on that East LA team though.
Yeah.
They get back on the bus, get back to East LA and they're like, you fucked those pretty rich girls up, huh?
Yeah.
And how good did that feel? Like
they would manhandle our girls. I mean, it was different. Those dads had a, the dads were playing as if money was on the line.
Yeah.
And they were just, it wasn't even like, what, we weren't even playing softball anymore. We were just playing like, if you worked within these parameters, how would we win the game?
Yeah.
And it wasn't softball. And I remember one of the, our coach being like, hey man, I think we need to, you know, let the girls play. And they're like, no, we're winning. And that was it. And yeah. I remember Georgia getting in the car being like, just shell-shocked. Like, what the fuck happened? But I used to have to say this to Georgia. If you're a kid from an underprivileged area,
yeah.
sports sometimes is your only ticket
yeah, totally.
To go to college.
Totally.
So it means more to that child and to that family, that focus. Tiger Woods. Yeah. Tiger Woods didn't have a lot of opportunities in his life other than get great at golf, go to college.
Well, his dad wasn't going to have it any other way.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I mean, I,
he was on the course at like three.
I would argue I'm going to say the most irresponsible thing I've said ever on a podcast. You ready? I would argue I am equally as athletic as Tiger Woods. Yep. Had I been born in that household with Earl Woods, who put a golf club in my hand at two, I probably would be better than Tiger Woods at golf.
That's quite a statement.
I'm just saying, I'm gonna say this. This is crazy. You ready?
Yeah.
I think it's more nurture than it is nature. I don't think the odds, this is, by the way, this isn't even a crazy statement.
Okay.
With Michael Jordan, that's one thing, right? When you're talking Tiger Woods, I think if they had done that to anyone, well, okay, here's the one thing Tiger Woods has over me is I would have wanted to quit at a certain age.
Yeah.
He never wanted to quit. He has a mindset that probably is different than my mindset, but I would argue, do you think it was just luck that a man who was obsessed with his son becoming the greatest golfer in the world got the greatest golfer in the world? Do you think that it just paired up that the greatest golfer in the world was born to the man who wanted to have the greatest golfer in the world? Or do you think the man that wanted to have the greatest golfer in the world had a son and forced him to be the greatest golfer in the world?
But I do see what you're saying, but there are some things that you have to realize. You could take a lot of 2-year-olds and try that with a lot.
So he's not Jordan. He's not tall. He's a regular sized dude.
But he is an athletic guy. He is. He is fit. They've said he, you know, like the guy with watching him run, do like athletic things.
What's Tiger Woods 40? Like
40? I don't know.
Like, I mean, like what? Like I'm just saying. Like
you're right. But his mental stuff is also like you can try to make. You know, coaches every day try to get a mentally strong kid. You know, like make kids mental. You can't put a mentality necessarily into somebody that they
This is a
adapt.
Fantastic question. So what's your race car driver you like? Daniel Ricciardo?
Yeah, Daniel's great.
Okay. He's in a job. I would be curious to know his perspective of this.
Well, he's a really interesting personality because he's got that big smile.
I love this dude.
He's a fun dude.
Oh, he was on the fucking Netflix show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love this dude.
Yeah, he's a fun dude. But he, you know, that smile and personality is not what's turned on in the car when he's on the circuit. Like that's a different.
But you're talking about a
hyper competitive.
This is a brilliant conversation that I wish one of us had more knowledge
about. But skill set, but also like, so, but I'm saying like, you know, to be a driver on the F1 level is bananas.
But you have to have a ton of money to even get there.
Well, you don't have to have like money becomes a problem for a lot is an issue for a lot of them growing up because some of them don't come from money and their families.
Some of them do.
Some of them
like
do.
The one dude.
Some of them
one,
do.
The one dude whose son's a racer.
Yeah, that's happened a few times.
Yeah, and so those guys, I would argue, those guys are like. Then you start going. So then, how good is you know like how many are we leaving in the weeds that never had the opportunity?
You're right that having your dad buy an F1 team is definitely insane.
And having
but
your
you
dad,
can't. You're not like. A mediocre driver that is doing that. You're still a skilled driver.
Okay, then. So, like, let's talk athletes, right?
Okay.
So, Warren Sapp was playing in the NFL if he wanted to or not. He was going to be a professional athlete.
Right.
He is a freak athlete.
He's a freak athlete.
Who can do just about anything he puts his mind to.
Crazy.
That's Warren Sapp. Walter Payton didn't need any parent to do anything.
Well, we don't know that.
All he needed was someone to watch him touch a ball and move, and you were going to go, well, that's fucking different than everything else I've ever seen.
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay? So I'm just wondering, and I don't mean this disrespectfully to Tiger Woods, but like Michael Jordan almost didn't play basketball, but he was so good, it kind of found him, and he was like, well, fuck, how do I deny this? Tiger Woods is a guy who...
What do you mean he almost didn't play basketball?
Like he didn't make a senior team.
Junior, he didn't make the JV. He got cut from the JV team.
Yeah.
And then but that made him just so upset. But he wanted to be on the team.
Serena and Venus.
Yeah. Their father definitely was like, you're going to be good at this. Yes. But they still have the gifts, is my point. You can have, like, there's other crazy obsessed fathers out there with sports who do this every day in all the sports. Really? And their kid never comes close because the kid doesn't have the physical gifts or the mental toughness to go through that.
If you took Tiger Woods and Warren Sapp and said, today, guys, you are learning pickleball.
Yeah.
Without any training, I would put my money on Warren Sapp, the freak athlete, to beat Tiger Woods because I'm not saying that I don't find Tiger Woods athletic.
Yeah.
I think he is athletic and I think he's got a mindset that no one has.
It's crazy.
He's on a different level, but I think I would be curious to hear his perception. I bet he would say, I bet he would accredit his dad for probably 80% of his achievement because his dad, like fucked with him until to get him to a place where nothing fazed him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I look at stand up sometimes and I'm this not at all.
Warren's probably the better all, like I know what you're saying, because like Sapp, I've seen, you know, he can hit a golf ball.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He can do anything. Yeah. Yeah. I think he can do a fucking backflip. Seen him do a backflip off a boat.
I think he can dunk.
Yeah.
Like, and so like the question is, so hypothetically speaking, say Warren Sapp had found golf at an early age and just had been like, and had privilege, had a dad who was like, hey man, we're going to take you on the golf course every day.
Yeah, he'd probably be a pretty goddamn good golfer.
I think he'd be the best golfer you'd ever seen in your entire fucking life. Like, you know, I think a guy like that, because Sapp also has that killer mentality where he is a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that's the one thing that all these guys have is this mentality of being a next level athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're definitely different, dude. They're different.
I wonder, I don't know. I don't know. The problem is I love Tiger Woods, so I don't want to take away from anything he has, but like, how many professional golfers do you think are like, when you see a professional golfer play, it's so different than when you regular
It's so different,
plays.
Dude. It's so different. They're not like, but here's the thing, you're ignoring one thing again though, which is that every day, all over the world, there are obsessed fathers trying to do this. And 99.99999% of them fall. Yes, because they have that same dream. They're like, my kid's good. And there's some of them, you know, they push their kids.
The kids gotta want it.
The kids, you almost can't. I mean, Todd Marinovich, that's like the great example, right? Like,
so vividly.
Such a fucking insane dad making him this. And he didn't want to be that, dude. He just, he wasn't as driven for it as his father was. It's just, you know, it didn't work out in the way that he wanted it to work out. And it was a father who was like super dialed in on fitness and training and diet. And I mean, just making this kid like a machine. He was good. But
he played for the Raiders.
Yeah, he did. He played for USC. And then, he might have moved.
His dad was a strength coach for USC, right?
I don't remember. He was a strength guy though.
Yeah.
But yeah, his dad was obsessed. And then believe me, there's a million dads out there trying to make little tigers. They see it. They're like, oh, I can, like golf feels more accessible in certain ways in that, you know, it's not, can you run? Are you built to run fast?
Immediately, if you have money, you separate your kid from 98% of the athletes.
Yeah.
Like immediately, if you have money, you can have a you have a shot at having a professional golfer. You have like a I'm going to say this is going to be by the way, this is a little disrespectful to golf and to every pro golfer that I fucking know.
Yeah.
But like if you have a little bit of money and a boy that's like 6 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
you got a 50-50 chance of having a pro golfer.
Well, dude, I
and he's white. And he's white. And he's white. I mean, it's like 50-50.
Dude, I remember the best. Do you remember the best? Like, did you have a standout golfer at your school or in your area?
Yeah.
Well, I remember the one that everybody was like, this dude's the shit. And, you know, he would just crush everybody around.
He could do different things with a ball.
Oh, well, yeah. And he was just, you go like, oh, I guess this is, and he played college golf. Yeah. And then he did the tour, but like, you know, there's like levels to the tour.
Yeah.
And that's where he would like get sponsored. People would sponsor him to play on the tour to get, I guess it's like the points to get on the actual pro tour, you know? Dude, he never got out of that level.
Yeah, but here's the point though. I remember we had one of those guys, a guy that was at next level. Like we were all good. I mean, good enough to like, to not notice that we were bad.
Yeah.
Like you'd be like, oh yeah, they're okay. Then there's one guy that could move the ball left to right, could put fade on the ball, could draw. Like, I mean, really knew what he was doing with the club. And I remember like, God damn it, man. How do you fucking do that? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I've just been doing it my whole life. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah. And I was like, God, you're just good. And he was like, well, yeah, lessons since I was six. And you're like, okay. Well, that's one thing. If you have private lessons from starting at six, then you're going to get pretty good. Whereas, like, there's no private lessons in football, no private lessons. I mean, they're private. You can go to camps. Now these kids, I mean, my buddy's son just went to Vanderbilt and he's pitching at Vanderbilt. And you're like, but then I see what this kid does. This kid's fucking focused.
Yeah.
Like he goes and trains. He's in high school in Tampa.
But see, that kid wants it. You can't make a kid want it like that. They can have all the access in the world and you still can't put that in them. You can't. It's gotta be their obsession.
I definitely didn't want
it. I'm the same way. I thought I wanted it.
I thought I wanted it.
And I definitely didn't want it. Because you know why? I learned that I wanted it from comedy. Because that's the real world example of like sacrifice and being obsessed and doing and taking, living in bad places and having shitty jobs, things that were really like embarrassing. But I was like, I don't even care. That's the same mentality as like a kid who's like, I am going to be a professional golfer, baseball player, whatever.
I never pushed my body to the limits.
No.
Until
Sober October. And whoop, we want to thank.
No, but it's funny. Sober October is right when I started the first time we did it.
Yeah.
And we did like the who could burn calories.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm pushing my body to the limit. I've never done that before.
Yeah.
And now I think I have more access to that. If I had this access, working out for me as a kid was fucking stupid. Like, I just thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
The go run, we used to have to run player appreciations where you ran from home plate to every advertiser sign in the outfield.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is dumb as fuck. And there were guys who I hated it. And there were guys who just did it like, what? Just get it over with, man. Let's do it. And or we do sprints. And I'd always phone in a sprint. I'd be like, fuck sprints.
And then you remember those like kids that when we did in football, we did, you know, those suicides.
Yeah.
So you start at the goal line. What you do is you run to the 10 and run back. Then you run to the 20 and back. Then the 30 and back. Right? All the way to the.
Yeah.
Then we did hundreds sometimes. But there would be the kid that put the three kids that would like push so hard and you're like, what in the fuck? Rest of us are like, when the puke. Yeah, those three kids though played college football. You know, like they had a thing where they didn't want to lose these sprints that were just fucking killing us. Because you can't manufacture that willingness to not lose.
Maybe my obsession with pussy was Tiger Woods had a late onset obsession with pussy.
Yeah.
Maybe like he just didn't know about pussy in high school.
I think it's that everything changed with access too. Because what kind of access did he have in high school?
None.
And then all of a sudden you're like the world's most famous athlete.
And he's a golfer.
You're a golfer and you're making like $100 million a year and you're just fucking, you become a different, his whole world changed. The mentality changed.
That'd be great if Tiger hit us up and he's like, hey man, I'd love to explain my side of it.
I think he's all right.
I bet he hears this. And that's what sucks about being Tiger Woods is like, I'm kind of low key shitting on him. But I don't mean it like that. But you got to be like, if you don't take an honest approach to your heroes, you know, then you're kind of like soft selling.
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes, like My dad ran marathons all growing up.
Yeah.
And he never had anything like a Whoop. Nothing.
Of course.
He would have loved
sure.
the personal insights you get. Like the fucking, my dad would have loved.
My dad kept a journal.
Your dad was a power lifter.
Olympic lifter.
Yeah.
And he.
What's the difference?
The difference?
Yeah.
Power lifting is like bench, squat, deadlift. Olympic lifting is like clean and jerk, you know, snatch.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're a little more complicated.
So
lifts.
Funny. I always picture Technical your dad lifts. To look like something totally different.
Well, you see him in his heyday of like when he was competitive Olympic lifting. I mean, he just looked like phenomenal. I mean, he was 185 pounds was the heaviest he competed at.
Really?
He's just fucking, I mean, he didn't look like a bodybuilder, just looked like a suit, like an athletic, like, you know, traps, like just like an athletic,
like I do,
lean dude like you.
Yeah.
But so he's like, I wrote down every single lift ever. And then I was like, no shit. So it's like that version of Whoop, right? Like you're writing things dude, down.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, he goes, and I would write down like how I felt like that day and see if there was a correlation between feeling good, feeling rested and having a good lift. And then like feeling tired, not feeling well and a bad lift. And I go, what was the conclusion? He was like, there was no correlation. Some days I would feel bad.
Yeah.
And I would have a great lift. And I was like, is that the fucking, that's it? That's the book? He was like, yeah.
Dude, there was a, Nadav, see if you can pull up. It's a runner. It's a red runner's journal that my dad used to keep, a runner's journal. This was like a big thing
about his runs.
About his runs. He'd say how far he ran. No, it's got a foot. It's got a, like a guy's ass and he's jogging. Yeah, it's like the calendar day by day, but there were different ones, but it was like the complete runner's day by day.
Dude, he's running marathons all the time.
My dad ran marathons. He would have loved.
Yeah.
He would have loved to see. I bet now that he's going through all this heart stuff, I bet he'd go, I'd like to see what resting heart rate is.
I bet
the time.
My dad was too much of a Neanderthal. He would have just been like, oh yeah.
Did your dad drink?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Like hard drink or just drink?
No, I mean like he drank. Like, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a fucking always hammering him, but yeah, he drank.
Yeah. You think what do you think people are going to go went to Georgia and Isla? Did your dad drink? They're like, oh God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You should have seen it.
Depends on like whether they want to have the conversation or not. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel like giving you an hour right now. Yeah.
Hey, you have time?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking, I would be curious to see.
I tell you what my dad ate, right? Like, so we came up, you and I mean, in the era where all of a sudden information became accessible about nutrition and fitness. You know what I mean? And now it's like other level. Like, yeah. And somebody who just wants to get involved in fitness can just go down their phone and learn so much. Like, yeah. Information is so readily available. So I was like, oh, so like when you were lifting, you know, they lifted 6 days a week.
One day off.
And most of their lifting sessions were 2.5 hours, right? Right.
That's
and
long.
Yeah. And like we're talking about squats, power, clean and jerk, pressed, strict press, push press. Like, you know, it's just like all these lifts, 2.5 hours usually was the amount. And I'm like, oh, and so like, what kind of like vitamins and stuff did you take? And he was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, did you take like anything? And he was like what? I'm like a fucking supplement or anything? And he was like, no, we didn't do that in those days. I'm like, what'd you eat? He's like, steak. And I go, how often? He's like, for dinner. I'm like, every day? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what else? He's like, potatoes. Steak and potatoes 6 days a week? And he was like, yeah, usually.
Stay hydrated? And he was like, I have milk.
No, yeah, Diet Coke. And that's just all, like, they had zero regard for nutrition. It was just lift, eat a steak. And that was it.
Do you think if we, okay, what if we invest, okay, this is going to sound crazy. What if we sign a village in Africa? We sign them, right? We
sign them?
We sign the whole village. We sign the whole village, but we get rights to their children as pro athletes. As pro athletes. We sign the whole village. So we go, no, me just, and you. No, we're fucking philanderers. Not philanderers. Philanthropers. Philanthropers?
Philanthropists?
Yeah. So what we do is we go in and we say, like, so, like, we go into Tanzania, right? The Maasai are tall as fuck, Okay.
Okay.
So we go into type in the tallest
tribe.
Tallest tribe in Africa. By the way, we can do this in Middle America. We can do this in Central America.
I'll just say the
and
optics.
Do baseball.
The optics are great.
But you think this is a bad idea? I know what it's sounding like.
Your black children are ours. Anyway.
No, that's not my thing. We're philanthropers.
Okay.
Robert Waldo is the tallest.
There you go.
Okay, we go to Rwanda. The Tutsis. The Tutsis, they've got some problem with the Hutus. So we go to the Tutsis.
Huh. Where are the tallest people in Africa? Hit that next drop down. Dinka.
Huh. In Rwanda. Wow, the Tutsis.
Really?
So we go in.
I thought there was a taller tribe.
We take. So, like, I was thinking of this because I was thinking of.
Go to the next one below. That one? That's what you said before, right?
Maasai. The Maasai are 6.2.
Yeah, that's taller.
They're taller. So the Maasai are tall as fuck. They're all tall. The women are beautiful. Everything's fucking. Everyone's tall as shit
right
there.
And we sign their kids, you said.
No. So we go in. We go in. And what we do is we basically sign the village, right? Okay. We sign the village. And so I was watching this thing on the Queen. So the Queen.
Where is this?
Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
So the Queen went through. Britain went through and they basically signed these cities, right? Mm-hmm. They took over these cities and then they took all their. Fucking
resources,
all their diamonds and shit.
Yeah,
and then they made tons of money. I'm trying to do this for us. Yeah. I'm still on this track of being billionaires. So then they made tons of money. And then what happened is the British Empire just or the Queen and them, they just kept the fucking money.
Right.
And then they let all the places go and they didn't reinvest. Well, what I think should happen is the Queen should if Charles is who's the bald redhead that's going to be king one day. Andrew. Okay. The other one.
Charles. Charles and Henry?
Whatever. I don't know. The fucking one that.
Prince Charles, right? Yeah. No. Hold on.
Who's this kid? The fucking Harry and.
Harry and.
Okay, let's do this. Say it's Harry because he's the one that's like super woke.
William.
What they should do is they should go back and reinvest in these places like Jamaica. British Virgin Islands.
Like Chick-fil-A's and like water parks.
And give them infrastructure.
Oh, okay. Because
they have all this fucking money and they have these countries that could use help.
Right.
And they, if they want to look woke like they say they are,
yeah,
they should go in and reinvest, right?
Okay.
So, what if me and you go in, right? Invest. We invest in a place. Make it nice for the whole village, right? We upgrade it. Everyone's got beds. We get Sofa mattresses for everyone. We get everyone's got a Whoop. We got like everyone gets everything. All our sponsors, we invest in the city. And then we go, here's the deal. We just want to sign the city to Two Bears Sports Management. So what we'd like is a first look deal at all your young talent, right?
Okay. Yeah.
First look deal at all your young talent. Hey guys, you know, we're good guys. Everyone's got fucking Mugsy jeans on.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, right. Did you guys say you wanted a Bud Light? Here you go.
Yeah. Here you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, who wants a Liquid Death? Right?
Yeah, sure.
So everyone's got good shit. Now, probably once we get our first athlete, we start making real money. We really start building everyone houses. Everyone's got like track housing. And it's like we put Wi-Fi in there. Everyone's got iPads. We step it up, but we do it. Our thing is those people are going to reinvest back in their communities. But what we're getting is like 3%, but we're getting our 3%. Right?
Right.
And we're looking for athletes. We could do it in Latin America. We go to Latin America. We look for middle infielders. And we just go to like small villages.
Or the real money would be in finding the next soccer phenom, like the Neymar.
See,
Messi.
This is what I like when you team up with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we can do what Tiger Woods' dad did for Tiger.
We just park a couple eyeballs in Argentina and Brazil, and we go. You find that kid, you fucking go to their house with Bud Light tonight.
How much do you want to bet that they're already doing this?
Oh yeah.
How much do you want to bet there's already sports agencies doing this?
Yeah.
Where they go. I guarantee you there's sports agencies fucking doing this.
I love when you get passionate about
this
it.
This is a million-dollar idea.
I know.
We go into the fucking Tanzania and we fucking make some fucking money.
Yeah.
This is what they did in Oslo?
See? Well, yeah. That's right. He discovered. You see that movie?
No, I heard
it's fucking
awesome.
Great. It's great.
It's about making $1 billion, Tommy. And we're good guys. So you know we'll do right by the village.
Yeah.
And we'll set them up.
I'm a little worried about the optics, but I think we could probably.
I think once we make, you know what? The optics change once we bring out a Jordan or a Tiger or a Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
Like a legit, like a Ronaldo.
Yeah.
A Sammy Sosa.
Sure.
A Mark McGwire, a fucking
Randy
Johnson.
I got it.
A Nolan Ryan. We're talking phenoms. Yeah. We just go in. We have the eye for talent. We find these guys. We go, hey, look, okay, look, you want to change optics? Let's do it in a small town in Appalachia, right? We
might be sitting for a while.
Okay. You're right about that.
Okay.
I'd rather go where the talent is, but fine. If we're going to worry about optics, we go into a small town in Appalachia.
We need to go to like somewhere in Brazil, just park in Brazil somewhere.
I love when you think with me.
And you got to go, you got to have somebody in the, you know, the favelas. Like that's where they're going to find them, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody really, really poor.
It's me.
And then
it's me. I have like a kind of a beat up fedora and I'm supposed to be smoking cigars.
You might have to be there for a minute. Okay.
I'll live there, dude.
Okay.
I'll live there. I'll get a little motorcycle, drive up and down, spend my mornings on the beach, come up.
How are you going to work it into your touring?
I'm changing my life.
Okay.
I'm getting out of touring, Tommy. This is Two Bear Sports Management.
Yeah.
I'll have a newspaper, like a Brazilian newspaper, and I'll be sitting there with
cigar.
Like in khakis with a cigar and an open Mayaveta with a hat.
Yeah.
And I'll have my glasses on like this. And then this is the look when I see the talent. Ready, Tom?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my paper and I go like this. Siri, call Skinny Tommy Buns. Tell him we got him. And then all of a sudden, do you think that people listen to me? And do you think there's some people that go, he's not that far off? Or do you think the majority of people are like,
you know what your ideas are?
You saying this?
Your ideas are like AI art. It's just a couple degrees off from what it should be.
You could find a cage fighter. Yeah. You could find a cage fighter. You could find a cage fighter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
Fucking
anywhere.
The old school Russia. We're back where they're all fighting to get out.
Oh, yeah.
The Crimea.
Yeah.
You go to Crimea and you'll find a cage fighter easy.
Yeah.
You can see, but I bet that's probably the easy. Okay.
Some kid who's like easiest? 15 who's like, I've been in 150 fights.
15, yeah. 7 with that look in his eyes.
Yeah.
I bet, I got to be dead honest with you. I think we got one growing in your house. I could see Ellis. Ellis has a little bit of a cage fight in him.
Do you know what I did? Dude, it was so fucking amazing. So you posted, or did you post it, or somebody posted that Polytoons did the, you know, that Polytoons animates stories from Rogan?
Yeah, yeah.
And he animated you telling Rogan about Ellis giving you...
I haven't seen it.
It's fucking... It's so funny, right? So I happened to see it. So somebody else did it, and I retagged it. I reposted it.
Yeah. The Dogfather moment. I gotta get
there. Snoop. It is. So it's this, and I'm home. So it's you telling Joe about this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, have you met Tom's kids? And they isolate this moment and then they animate it. So I'm watching it at home and Ellis is like, what is that? And I go, actually, it's a story about you. Dude, he comes over my shoulder and watches this thing. I've never seen him more mesmerized in my life. He's like, there's like stories about me out there. And I was like, well, I can't really explain how all this works. And this is you being like, you take a sip of water. And he's like, nope.
This is awesome.
Yeah. It's great. He had me replay it for him so many times.
For real?
Yeah. And you curse a lot retelling the story.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's the greatest thing ever. He's like, that's Fed Sticks. I'm like, I know.
Yeah. We could get Ellis into cage fighting. Would you let him be a cage fighter?
I mean, I would let him train for, you know, jujitsu and stuff.
I was taking jujitsu.
She is?
Yeah. But I'm not sure she knows what jujitsu is.
It's
first day, she goes, I'm ready for a little hi-ya! And I go, like, that's not what that is.
Yeah. But
that's fucking great.
He loved it, dude. He loved the story about him.
I guess Paulie Toons has a little body dysmorphia when he looks at everyone, huh? Tom and Joe are jacked and I look like a fat fucking piece of shit there, Paulie?
No.
Really? Paulie, look at Joe's jawline and then look at me. My hairline looks good.
Well, it's cartoon. It's cartoon. He's just exaggerating features.
That's the weirdest thing is they have those caricatures at the fucking roller coaster places.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Theme parks,
yeah.
And I remember we were doing one and I was like, and the guy was just drawing like the most racist pictures of people.
Sure.
It was like an Asian person with a straw hat going like, oh. Yeah. And you're like, easy, buddy.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then if you did black people, like he just accentuate.
Yeah, so they do.
Most racist. And I was like, I was like, is it a little, I couldn't stop laughing going, is anyone finding this insensitive?
And I mean, they kind of sign up for it. They know if you have any feature, he's just going to exaggerate it.
Yeah, he did mine and he's just like, big shoulders.
Yeah, that's what he did.
I hope Tiger Woods doesn't hate us now, because I would like to spend some private time with him. I think he's sober.
I don't think Tiger's going to hang after this one.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Did we just burn that bridge?
I think so.
Let's burn another bridge. Okay, we're talking heroes in sports, right?
In sports.
Like, I'll name a name. You tell me, nature versus nurture, okay?
I mean, a lot of it's going to be a combination, though, isn't it? Okay, go ahead.
Peyton Manning.
He was born with the prototype size.
Yeah.
And the obsessiveness. That guy was never not going to be.
Really?
What about 1,000%. A bit of the same. I think a little less obsessed than Peyton, though.
Yeah. There. I guess Peyton's son
is
a fucking phenom.
Really?
I didn't know. That's what I just... What's his name's Archie, I think.
They are not...
No, Marshall Manning. Who's Arch? There's another one. Archie Manning... They named their kid after their dad.
Yeah.
And that kid's fucking...
Oh, football player right there. The one underneath.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's see.
Look at this kid.
Wait. No, that's the dad still.
No, there's...
Junior? No. And he's struggling today with the spelling.
Yeah, you're having a hard time, huh? Archie Manning Jr. Yeah, look at this kid.
Oh,
he plays over at UT. He's here.
Yeah.
Number he commits one, to Texas.
Number one overall. So that is the...
You're going to bump into him over at Frank Black's.
Give me the bio on Archie Manning Jr., though.
Like, kid's fucking good. I saw him play.
Not the image, the bio.
On whatchamacallit.
Really?
Yeah, online I saw him. They were showing me... It was like a highlight reel of his. And I was like, oh, the kid's fucking got it. And then you start going, so is being a great quarterback just in that bloodline? Or is it something that their dad did? Oh, dude, do you know what a badass Archie Manning was? The dad? I watched a documentary on the dad. First of all, still married to his high school or his college sweetheart.
Look at that size, dude. 6'4", 215.
Who's that?
That's the kid. That's the one you were just talking about.
Shut the fuck up.
So how is he, what's his... personal life. He is the oldest son of Cooper. Oh, okay. That's the kid that didn't play in the NFL.
Yeah, but that was supposedly the best. Had a neck injury.
Right. That was they used to throw to him. He was a receiver on the high school team. And the nephew of Peyton and Eli. Okay. Wow.
So Archie Manning, right? I saw, like, I don't know if it was a Football Life or something.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, one of the best programs ever.
Yeah, Football Life is great.
It's so good. Archie Manning... Bad motherfucker, right? Goes to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, yeah.
Goes to Ole Miss. Meets his current wife, like, first week of school or whatever. She's still hot. Eli and fucking Peyton's mom is still hot. Fucking 74.
That didn't get still passed down in the genetics, did it?
They don't have their mom's looks.
They look like fucking... They look like that everyone's supposed to clap when they throw the ball, you know?
They did not look... They did not have Olivia Williams Manning. She was a tennis professional.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's nice a tennis professional. Lady. Still beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so, dude, and this is like a little morbid, but this is what a... This is when you talk about a man... I don't have what Archie Manning has. Ready?
Yeah.
So Archie Manning's about to, should be going back to college, but he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stick around. I'm going to have a steak with my dad, right? Sisters are out. I'm going to go home, have a steak with my dad. Goes home. His dad's killed himself. He, get this, he doesn't want his mom and sister to see this. So he cleans up everything, takes the bed outside, burns it. Takes the bed outside, burns it, cleans up his dad, presents his dad, you know, goes... Takes care of it.
Jesus.
Dude, I don't have that in me at all. And that, and when we're talking about nature versus nurture, that's the dad, that brain raised two fucking pro athletes. That's their dad. Their dad, I mean, for all intents and purposes, got rid of a body. so that his mom wouldn't have to hurt.
Yeah.
Could you do that? I couldn't have done it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I would be crying in a puddle. That's a badass motherfucker. That's their dad. And by the way, I bet he's never talked a day about that in his life to his kids. Just goes, yeah, Adele, I saw it. And, well, life was different back then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's different. That's definitely a different mentality. But I still think that those kids, dude, they probably would have been NFL quarterbacks.
You think?
In a lot of households, yeah. Now, they can't move for shit, but they know how to fucking throw the ball, read the field. They are gifted at what they did.
Who's better quarterback?
Yeah.
Michael Vick
mm-hmm.
or Peyton Manning?
Well, Michael Vick's like such an other level athlete. It's like you can't compare their athleticism.
But you can, I guarantee you can compare it in the Hall of Fame.
Well, like, yeah, their number, but also his career kind of got derailed when he went to prison.
Yeah.
You know?
That was bullshit.
That was, he was the fucking, he was the problem, dude.
Dude.
You ever see, have you seen, did you watch, Lamar Jackson play?
I love Lamar Jackson.
I've seen him play in person once and I was like, oh, I did, because this doesn't register on television, how, like, just how quick he is. And then I was watching the game against the Bengals, and I was like, what in the fuck, man? Like,
can I tell you that's
it's impossible
so funny.
To defend? And you get, as soon as you get used to going, we just got to account for his speed and running. He just throws that thing. He was a bit inaccurate that game, but still, like, the combination of being able to throw the ball and run like that, you realize why it's a generational talent. Like,
I said, crazy. So funny you say Lamar Jackson. Yesterday, I'm watching him play,
yeah,
and I thought, I want my stand-up to be more like the way Lamar Jackson plays football, because it's just fun as fuck.
It's fun.
I saw him get hit, and they cut to him, and he has a big smile on his face.
His read options are like, it's just, you can't plan for a quarterback that can throw and run a 4.25, 40 or whatever the
fuck
he's
doing. I drink the way Lamar Jackson plays football.
There you go.
I drink the way if you had to say your comedy was like one professional quarterback, who would you say your comedy is like?
Only you think in these terms.
Who would you think your comedy is like? Troy Aikman?
Just boring. but reliable.
No, but very good. Championship level. Who would you say your comedy? What quarterback?
God, I fucking know.
Doug Williams?
I don't know. I can't.
Pull up the starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now. You're more like a Jared Goff. What a weird last name. Goff.
Okay.
Marcus Mariota. Kyler Murray or not Kyler Murray.
No, it's definitely Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. You are Aaron Rodgers.
He doesn't like people.
You are Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I've been around for a
You're
while.
You're Aaron Rodgers.
I know what I'm doing. And you're like, and you're kind of like him again. It's like, yeah, but you know.
You have a good relationship with Rogan. You're Aaron Rodgers. You've taken ivermectin.
Yeah, man.
Aaron Rodgers. Wait, who's my stand-up like?
Oh, God. Pull up that list again. More. Get the full list.
Get the full list. Get the guys who are about to retire.
You got to be more of a... Like,
who's John Mulaney like? John Mulaney is more
I think of Mulaney. I mean, I'm trying... Some of it happens as you start thinking about aesthetics, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm trying to think.
Because immediately when you say him, I'm like, oh, he's Brady.
Yeah, he's
Brady.
A little bit.
Like super polished.
No, super polished. Yeah. Kind of like up, like keeps it tight.
I don't know why we're having such a fun.
I know, this is crazy. You know, a lot of people can just look up.
One goddamn fucking list.
Yeah, go back to Lamar Jackson.
God,
Michael Vick.
Suck.
They're the Manning brothers. There's this kid.
Who are the starting quarterbacks in the NFL?
Oh, this is good. I miss this, Nadav. We should see if we can do a... Can I tell you what I want to do with you?
What?
The gumball.
The gumball? Oh, the drive? You want to do that?
Yeah.
We can do that. You really want to?
I really want to do it. I really want to do it. Pull up the 2022 gumball. We'll get this next week.
Hold on. Okay.
I'm more like Tannehill, probably.
You're like Roethlisberger because he's out of the league and he raped somebody. No, you are.
I'm like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Let's see. A lot of these guys are not playing though.
Yeah.
Like these are not.
Drew Brees.
These are, there's a bunch of retired
Bart
guys.
Starr. No, Bart Starr. I'm like Bart Starr.
Jesus.
Just type in the 2022 right. Gumball.
Okay. Maybe this would be it. Let's see. Is this it? Kind of. No, that's the 21 starters.
I met Joe Flacco one time.
Those guys are not all in the league. Never mind.
Alex Smith.
Just never mind. This is too big a task.
Hey, type in the 2022 Gumball. Let's see when it is. Let's see if we can pin, or 2023 Gumball, because this year is almost over. Race. Gumball race. Yeah. Okay. 3,000 tickets and venues. Where is it this year? North America. Just scroll down, yeah, so that we can't find it. There we go.
All right.
Gumball 3,000.
Is a... okay.
It's in the Middle East?
Hunt.
That I could do.
Touching down on every continent to create one of the greatest bucket list experiences possible behind a wheel. Oh, Mike, you would do this?
Yeah, I'd do it with you. Me and you, we got a fucking hot car. What kind of car would we get?
I don't know. Let's see. What do people... Oh, fuck. That's a McLaren. Like, do people get in those and do
oh,
this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, which rally are you interested in applying
let's
for?
I'll do... Well, yours is probably safer for guys like me and you. I don't know if Middle East is exactly what we want to do. Okay. Type in your
full name. Okay, whatever.
Tom Leadfoot Segura.
Okay.
Date of birth. This is... Are we signing up for it right now?
I don't know. Let's just see what this says. Let's take us there.
It doesn't matter. Just give him 11-3-72. 9-11. Why would you put that...
Okay.
How, with home business address. Well, just type in the business address here. Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, go to the.
This is literally, great. I can't believe it can get worse.
So you can get any car you want. I think you can drive any car you want. You can drive an ambulance.
All right, hold on. Okay. So it's going to take place in North America, and then it stops at each of those cities? Is that the whole thing?
No, that's 2022. That's already happened.
But, I mean, is that what happens? You go from city to city?
Yeah, I think you go like down the coast or across the country.
Holy shit.
And like you got to do it in like 23 hours. Like people, you fucking fly. So what we do is we get spotters. We use our, this is what, I've been thinking about this a lot, okay? We get our team, first of all, we're going to need costumes, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to need costumes, we're going to need like a car. You know, I didn't realize Cannonball Run was actually based on the actual Gumball, the Cannonball Run.
No, I didn't
know
that.
A real thing where they all, and the thing is, you don't want to get pulled over. That's why they dressed as cops, they dressed as priests. They dressed as in an ambulance, like they dressed in a character so they can get pulled over. But what we do is we lean into our fans to be our spotters. We got fans in every city, right?
Yeah.
So we just go, hey, let us know where the cops are, clear out ways for us, right?
Yeah.
And we get like spotters. So say we're
going
through fucking St. Louis. We get a guy that we meet right before we head in the city, right? We see him outside the city. He flies in front of us fast at like 70 miles. Cops pull him over. We go through at 120. We could do this, and I think we could win it.
Would you drive that fast?
Yeah, I would. Bam Margera and Ryan Dunn from Jackass did it in a Lamborghini
Gallardo. Yeah.
Tony Hawk and Mike Valle did it in a Jeep Cherokee. I think we could do this. What kind of car would we want to take?
Ooh.
What would be the best car?
Haul ass.
We got to go like 140 miles an hour.
Well, there are some actually, there's some pretty wild, like if you want to be comfy, you know, like some of those SUVs, like, you know, like the Lamborghini Urus and all stuff. We could get like a 911 Turbo S would be the
Let's
shit.
Let's see that. Type that in.
That's not a SUV. That's a sports car, but that is fast as fuck. That would be fun to do it in, you know? That you can get like comfort seats and they fly.
Then we get one of those and we just fly across country. I wouldn't mind doing it in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And that way we're lawless. Like if something, we get pulled over, we can just kill the dude. Well, I don't think it's not even like, we'll just say like he stole something from us.
Yeah. Just go with our guns.
I think you can, I'm not even joking. I'm pretty sure in those areas where they're driving, you could probably kill someone and not get in a ton of trouble.
I mean, we're going.
We're writing nope. I'm not your area of the Middle East, Nadav.
But we're going with guns if we go.
Oh, we're definitely carrying guns.
Yeah.
We're going to have guns. We're going to have weapons. We're going to have drugs. Yeah. We're going to get a lot of cocaine. Oh.
Dude, I will sign up for this with you.
Let's do it. Let's do the gumball. The Two Bears Racing Gumball. That's our initiative race. I'm sure we can get sponsors. We put it all on fucking social media.
Okay.
We fucking haul ass. Middle East or Europe, Nadav? Which one do you think? Europe is probably a little more accountable. Middle East, we can get away with wild shit there. What cities, type in what cities does the gumball 2000, the 3000 gumball hit in the Middle East? Or states or whatever, continents, whatever. You know, but I don't think it's cities. Like, I don't think they have cities the way we have cities.
Okay. Okay. Where does the take place? The first one or no?
Maximilian Cooper. What a fucking name.
Dubai?
Dubai to Abu Dhabi.
That's coming up.
Dubai to Abu Dhabi. We can make that. Type in Google Maps, Dubai to Abu Dhabi. I guarantee you we have to go through the Crescent Valley.
You must be able to just fucking haul ass
Dubai to Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
Fuck yes, Tom. I wonder if it's too late for us to sign up. Oh, my God.
That can't be the whole
thing. That's easy peasy. It's a 2-hour drive.
That can't be it. That's got to be like one. That's one leg.
That's a 2-hour drive on bus.
Yeah, that's not it.
Wait, maybe it's just a sprint race. Maybe that's a sprint race.
We really can't find the. There we go. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it say where? Oh.
Oh.
It really is just that?
No. It's a loop.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go to Muskrat, then all the way down to Salachakak, Jebel Akabarb, Abu Dhabi, Dubai,
That's the run. Okay, hold on. Scroll down. Amazing country of Oman, rally finale Abu Dhabi. Yeah, we're making major subs, Jebel Akbar, Salah, Muscat. Okay. Wow, that would be, you want to do that one?
Yeah. That would be fun as fucking shit.
You know, there would be a bunch of like fucking princes and shit racing with us.
Dude, you realize that, hold on, we've always talked about being best friends of the prince too.
Yeah.
And this is our fucking in.
Yeah.
And dude, the shit that we can do in these countries is unfucking
heard. I think you're really going into this with some Wild West fucking
swag. I have some really fucking big, dude. I'm not even fucking around. Okay, let's put this. You can punch a man in the face over there and you don't go to jail. You punch a man in the face, you just say like he insulted my family and they're fucking, you don't go to jail. I'm being dead serious. Yeah. In Abu Dhabi, you can't drink alcohol. That's the one thing. But I think you can do everything else.
Okay.
Dude, we got a prince to back us. Do we dress as sheiks?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. We dress as sheiks.
We go in fully armed. I'm talking like MPX, you know, maybe AKs or something.
I think we James Bond out our vehicle. Yeah. I think we send it up.
Why don't we take an Aston Martin instead?
You Google Aston Martin.
Oh,
yes.
Dude.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's not burn in one of these fucking German Nazi mobiles. Let's get in a fucking Aston Martin and look like fucking gentlemen. Tom, let's get fitted suits. Let's do the whole thing in suits in Aston Martins, and we have fucking firearms.
Why would you go to these pictures?
What Aston Martin do we want?
Make like a DB11 or maybe let's see. That'd be fun, right?
Dude, that would be a fucking blast. Fly through Abu Dhabi in one of those. You ever go on what's the old?
Oh wait, type in Aston Martin Valhalla. Why don't we take that?
I like that. I like the name of that already. Valhalla?
That. I think they're only like...
Shut the fuck up.
I think they're only like $3 million.
Let's see the interior. I want to see what I'm going to be sitting in for fucking 24 hours. There's only one seat. There's only one fucking
$2 million.
Seat.
$2 million.
It's only one fucking seat.
I think there's a...
There's no radio?
No, we sit together. We sit together.
Yeah, when I put a hammock.
Yeah, it's fucking perfect. No, there's another seat there.
Yeah, there's another seat. Oh, we are in like cockpits.
Dude.
Dude, this is the fucking ride.
If we don't win the thing, we're fucked.
Dude, first of all, we get a, what we do is we get a slush fund, right?
Yeah.
So like we get like some get out of jail money.
Okay.
To bribe, to grease the palms. Pack of cigarettes, dude. They're really big on carton cigarettes. Carton of cigarettes goes a long way over there. I've seen the movie.
You've seen that?
Okay. Carton of cigarettes are like, hey, my man.
My bad, you know? My bad. Yeah. I didn't.
Oh, hold on, Tom. We fucking load up our car with firearms. Firearms and cigarettes is our way to get through here.
Yeah.
Firearms, cigarettes, and Johnny Walker Black. Yeah. Every time we get pulled over, we go, hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah.
Give him one of these and a fucking AK and some cigarettes. And he's like, oh, I don't see anything.
Dude. You guys were doing 180. It's kind of a lot. You know?
You almost killed my fucking camel. I fucking.
That's good. Keep talking.
I think, you know, they do camels with drones now.
Really?
Yeah, because they were fucking killing these little boys over there. And now they do camel racing and they have drones on the back of the camel and they have these fucking, we should get a Bentley. That's what they, Sheik's ride around in is Bentleys.
They do. And they're fucking nice.
A Bentley Wraith. We get a Wraith.
That's a Rolls Royce.
Okay. Same.
Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we get a fucking, this could be big for us.
This really could be. Let's explore this idea a little more.
By the way, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. Hold on. I'm in. And what happens, Tom? This is an event.
Yeah.
This is like we can make some money off this because we'll record the whole thing, we'll turn it into a documentary, put it on fucking Moment House. Moment House is jacking off right now, going, yeah. Or we sell it to Netflix. Whoa. We got ins at Netflix. Why are we going to Moment House? No offense, Moment House. But like, what the fuck? Why don't we sell this to, dude? I guarantee you Netflix would be like, we will watch you guys do the gumball.
Yeah, and give guns and cigarettes away to local people.
I'm really bringing guns.
I know.
I'm really bringing guns.
Yeah.
And what we do is we link up with Russell Peters is going to have a couple sheiks in his pocket that will have guns for us. Dude, I am so into Indian women too. Like we get a couple of Middle Eastern hot chicks in the back for eye candy, just to make the show a little more palatable.
Sure.
Right? FaceTime our wives all the time so they know we're not doing anything.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I'm telling you, I bet Netflix would buy this.
Oh, totally.
Netflix, soft pitch. Ready? Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura are driving 180 miles per hour.
In the Middle East,
loaded to the tits with alcohol, drugs, guns, and cigarettes. It's called Gumball Go. I'm telling you, you wouldn't click on that?
Assalamu alaikum is the tag. Yeah, it's perfect.
Assalamu alaikum, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like that's, and it just says, us in front of an Aston Martin like this. And
then
Lego
you hear the engine go, and then it goes,
and then you see two chicks, hot bikinis, but respectful with Shira Law, and they're like, and the dust clears, and you just see them like this with their hair blowing.
Yeah,
dude, would you click on if you were going to Netflix and you saw me and you, right?
Yep,
comics you're already familiar with. Firearms in front of an Aston Martin with the pyramids behind us. Bert and Tom go full gumball.
Yeah.
By the way, that's our international touring right there. We start touring Abu Dhabi because they're like, oh, I love these guys when they come over and give everyone guns and cigarettes. Take our women and dress them in fucking completely inappropriate outfits.
Yeah.
Just bastardize our country.
Yeah, totally.
You should hear them say the names of our cities. Bert didn't even know they were cities. He thought they were territories. This is a fucking... How hard do you think it would be selling Netflix?
I mean, I think we have to work on the pitch a little bit. But I think we could do it. By the way, the month, we have a week left, basically. And then we should be getting together on the 1st. That's, you know, I don't want to hard sell it, but right now we're talking about getting together all on the 1st. My question is, are you going to really let loose on the 1st, November 1st?
I probably won't drink at all, Joe's. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might lean into ayahuasca.
Just on the first?
Yeah, do ayahuasca on Joe's and just be like, I'm gonna probably cut one up on the first on Joe's. I'll rip one off because I'm gonna be trick-or-treating with you and the boys the night before. You're gonna wear a costume. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. good. All right, we gotta get out of here.
So in summation.
Yeah.
I probably would be a better golfer than Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Eli Manning and Peyton Manning didn't get their looks from their mom. And we're doing the gumball.
Yep. In the Middle East.
In the Middle East. And we're selling it to Netflix.
We got to secure a vehicle.
We do. That's why. What kind of money do you think we can get from Netflix for this? Do you think they give us? Okay. Real talk, right?
Real talk.
If they gave us $4 million to do this.
Yeah.
We could get a $2 million car. Mm-hmm. $1 million worth of drugs, alcohol, guns, right? 20,000 on suits, and we put like $80, $100, $1 million into the production.
I like the math.
Can I tell you, I like a bunch of different outfits. Every day is a new outfit.
Oh, we gotta go. We gotta go.
You come out of the thing, you're like, oh shit, yeah. Gucci head to toe, and then we're in just Gucci outfits.
Sure, we're gonna have fun with it.
Damn it, this is gonna be fun.
The guns will be the most fun part.
Guns is gonna be the best part.
Because I think over there, we might be able to get some, like, you know, anti-aircraft shit, like real things you cannot access here. Like, we might be able to get tanks,
Dude, the fucking trailer, when you hover over us on Netflix, it's
50 cal.
You driving 180, me out with a machine gun out of the sunroof, just that, and then you cut it, and we slide, dust is everywhere,
yeah,
and then you just pop out in a fucking tight ass suit, rings, fucking, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Tom Segura.
And you know what? We're gonna bribe people in your country. Like, yeah, yeah. It's fucking.
Hey, yeah, that's part of our thing, is that, like, we don't really understand. Like, I'll be like, there'll be a shot of me going, I don't understand your laws.
Yeah.
But I know everyone likes cigarettes. And the guy's like,
hey. It's a big thing here.
Then we have one shot of you in a village. How much for the little girls, huh? All right. We got some more kinks to work out.
All right. I think that's another comic. All right. So let's wrap it up.
All right. I love you.
Love you too, man.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.